I have shown you many good works from my Father. For which of these are you trying to stone me? If I do not perform my Father's works, do not believe me. But if I perform them, even if you do not believe me, believe the works, so that you may realize and understand that the Father is in me and I am the Father. I could just hear the frustration of Jesus from his very words. Despite the many proofs, preaching, healing, performing miracles, etc., which all point to the remarkable communion with Jesus, with the Father, the scribes and the Pharisees refused to recognize the work of Christ as coming from God. It is so easy to fall into this mentality if one is not careful, seeing a different spirituality as not coming from God, because that spirituality is different from ours. Our discipleship is lived out by our own unique spirituality. This is one of the best characteristics of being a Catholic. There are myriad ways on how we express our faith and discipleship in God. And I'm not talking about proselytizing, you know, but rather there are different ways in which we express the universality of our Catholic faith. I belong to a support group of priests. We've always been encouraged early on before ordination to have a group of priests that we can meet with regularly, and it becomes our support group. We called it the Jesu Caritas group. It is that group that you journey with, the group that you're accountable to, and not just with your ministry, but with your very vocation as a priest. And the group that I belong to is a very diverse one, culturally, racially, but also when it comes to spirituality. There are five of us in there. And one is really into traditional Latin Mass and is big with chanting. One is very much involved with social justice and the works of mercy. And he likes to bring people before the pandemic to various outreach programs for the poor and the disadvantaged in third world countries. One is more monastic. He prefers silence, and whenever we do the sharing with what's going on, he always comes last. He said, "I'm gonna go last." You know, he's more silent. And the other one is very academic. He is the one who gives us the current list of excellent books in theology, in scriptures, reviews and articles of current trends in theology. He always has this, "Hey, you know, this is a good resource for this. This is a good resource for this season." He always brings something to be read in the group. It's a very diverse group, but very much faithful to the teachings of the church and live their priesthood within the bounds of faith. And my interactions and friendships with them have made me not just a better priest, but a better human being. Some of their interests might not particularly be my first preference, but I have a deep respect and admiration in the way they live their priesthood, because they all manifest an aspect of Christ that I cannot fully manifest in my own. And this is the same thing, you know, with the Catholic spirituality. We can only capture a certain aspect of Christ because of the richness of what we have. So that is why the witness and the unique spirituality of other people enriches us in our own spirituality, and hopefully our own spirituality that is unique as well enrich the experience of faith of other people. And in that group, sometimes their take on church ministry challenged me to take a different look on how I see things for the better. The problem in the gospel today with the scribes and the Pharisees, which were referred to by John the Jews, which in John the Evangelist ultimately refers to the scribes and the Pharisees, they refuse to see the works of Christ because they did not want to be challenged in their world and religious views. The words of Christ, the works of Jesus, were very threatening to them institutionally. What they did not know is that Jesus was just wanting to complete their vision, thus enable them to live a life of joy. May we always be open with the dynamic work of the Holy Spirit in each and every one of us, and see the work of Christ uniquely transforming our own lives.